Out in your farm, you may have had just one of these, just a shallow little thing, but it's moving water going through your land. It's just shallow and small. You could step across it probably.
What would we call it, Brian? A ditch.
Okay. What would you call a deep, narrow valley of a small stream? Deep, narrow valley. You have to be careful. You wouldn't want to slip and it would...
Clear.
It's not quite that deep.
Not that deep.
And there's water.
Deal.
There's water. And so you might have it out in the woods.
Let's say you just have a real hard rain and the water eroded away the area, and that where it came down, the water came down, it was kind of a... What do you call that? Where it eroded it out.
Well, it said washed a ditch in there.
A ditch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you're on a country road sometimes, there might be a big channel that's cut out by erosion from a hard rain or something, and a tire would hit it and you'd really bounce. What would you call that?
Gully.
Okay. What's the name for... It's just a small freshwater stream that's running through your property.
What is it called? Well, if it was real small, let's say it was a branch. If it was a little larger, let's say it was a creek.
Okay. And if it's even a little larger than what you would call a creek, what might it be?
River.
Okay. Can you give me the names of some of the streams that you know of in the area?
Lots.
Okay, just as many as you can think of.
Well, we'll start on this side, then there's Oak Muggy River, and then Flint River,
mm-hmm.
And then, let's see what's next now. It's a creek out there. Where does I know it? It's Deer Creek. And then it comes on in to this one. That would put us on this side of town. That would, first one out there would be Mile Branch. The next one over would be Tobosoffke Creek. The next one over would be Little Tobosoffke. And then the next one over would be Chicanee.
You know every one of them.
Oh, I can't believe it.
And the next one over would be Yellow Creek.
That's quite a few. What if you have on your land, if you have a small elevation, what would you call that? You walk along, you have to...
Hill.
Okay, if it's really very small, would the smallest one be called a hill? Or would you use a word that might even be something smaller than that?
Rise.
Okay, and how about getting bigger? What would you call it?
Mountain.
Okay. I think that's enough.
Okay.
Let's go to lunch. No, I want it to be on there about how you tell us how to get to this barbecue place.
Well, just go straight across, you know, when you go out and get on the street up there, you know that on this one, go here, go into, and just go straight on across. And you get out to the foot of the hill, and you just stay on the 42 highway going north. And you know it turns and heads north.
42 toward as it goes toward 75.
As you done past it, then you'll be going up 75 parallel with it.
Okay, yeah.
You don't go under the bridge, because that's Cabinets Road, you know, going east.
I want to turn right just before
yeah,
I
yeah, you go down across the railroad, go down to the foot of the hill, and the 42 turns to the left. And you go up that road about a mile, and you'll see it on the left.